This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
That's right. Mitch Holthus brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Brought to you also by GEHA. GEHA is the proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Before we get Mitch, I know you're listening, Mitch. I always have to tell myself this.
Stay focused, Dusty.
Three times a
Stay
day.
Stay focused, Dusty. Stay focused, Dusty.
But damn it, Mitch. I want to see Patrick Mahomes go for 400, five touchdowns, and win 49-0. Welcome to the show, Mitch. That's my wish.
The mule. Yeah. Okay, just stay focused and win. However you're going to win, move on. Ask the give Mike Tomlin a call this morning.
Oh, okay? Man, that's where I am, Mitch. I don't care. Just win, baby.
That's where I'm at too. We're going to get to that in a second because this league all changed 3 years ago in that regard. But that being said, don't be jealous because you want to be me today, Dusty.
That's
don't be jealous, man. Don't be jealous. I'm in Boonville, Missouri.
Oh,
Boonville. Is Biffle's Barbecue still up and running in Boonville, or did they close that years ago?
I don't know. I haven't checked. A little early in the morning for the barbecue, but I'll look around.
I remember going there with our friend Tom Hedrick back in the day, going to Biffle's Barbecue in Boonville, Missouri.
Because Tom was on the way to the Missouri-Kansas game, I'm guessing.
No,
was
we were
not?
Doing a game at Central Methodist University in Missouri.
Central Methodist, yeah. I'll be there. I'll be there, and after I talk to you guys, I've got to go to Fayette. Part of this, it's a promotional piece for Missouri Wood Products. Of course, you're probably using Missouri Wood Products right now, but. Central Methodist.
Yeah, that's where we were heading.
Missouri.
Yep, so then we stopped in Boonville at Biffle's Barbecue. So anyway, down memory lane. But
did you do color with Tom?
I did, a couple games with Baker. Yeah, oh God, yes, back in the day, brother.
And did you speak at all in the game?
Very little, yeah.
Tom would have control, much like Kent Pavelka, who does Nebraska basketball. He would have his right hand on the audio control. And keep it down, and then look at you and go, like, you can speak now, or read the ad, whatever you're supposed to do. Brought to you by the Baldwin Maple Leaf Festival. And then he'd turn you down. That's, yeah. Danon accuses me of doing that, but I don't have any control. Nate Wetmore holds the audio fader, so I just put my hand up, and Danon just is chomping at the bit to talk.
You said the league changed 3 years ago. What do you mean by that?
Yep. When the NFL went to a 17-game schedule in the 2021 season, everything changed because it also meant a seventh team was going to make the playoffs in each conference. That also meant there was only going to be one bye. And the dynamic of week-to-week National Football League football changed. I think it has done away with any kind of, oh, well, we can let 1 week slip by. There are no weeks that you can let slip by from week one to week 18. And that was my exhortation, I guess, to Dusty here, to stay focused, Dusty, was the fact that, again, the Pittsburgh loss last night's crushing to them because they're right there in the bye, right? They're right there with the Bills and Chiefs. And now all of a sudden the world looks drastically different. 17 games, Mitch, if you're the best team, you're going to play one more division opponent from the NFC, and you're only going to have one bye to chase. People have asked me on national shows and national media what has changed about being the voice of the Chiefs. And I said the biggest dynamic is that every week is the playoff game. I've just learned since 21 the importance of every one of these weeks. You've got to look at the long haul, and all of the rules changed in 21. And that meant this Carolina game is as important as the Baltimore game in week one and as important as these huge games coming down the line will be. So that's why I don't get into the whole get-right game and throw for 500 yards and let's get 41 points, because you just have to figure out how to beat Carolina, who's confident playing decent ball.
Yeah, and that's where we sit this week. I think a lot of us are looking at Carolina and going, it's just Carolina, it's a noon game. But you get into that mindset, if you're on that team, they're going to beat your ass on Sunday.
2022, the Chiefs were able to escape that loss to the Colts. Remember the Chris Jones said bad things to the Colts and got a penalty flag.
Right.
Last year, survived the 11-6, fighting through this time of year, going 2-3 in that five-game stretch where every team had rest advantage on the Chiefs. All right, you can survive those things, but it's better, especially with this 9-1 equity that you've built, not to have to kind of dig your way out of a hole, not with Buffalo playing the way they're playing. So, yeah, Carolina's ornery. Chuba Hubbard can control the game. He's a really good back and can catch it, run it, and they're going to Jonathan Brooks this week for the first time. And your stat of the morning is the fact that Bryce Young has played so much better against the blitz. His QBR the first 2 weeks against the blitz was like 46.2, and now it's 101.8. So I don't know if they've simplified things, but Bryce Young's playing better ball and not turning it over, and better against the blitz, which, of course, the Chiefs are one of the better blitzing teams in the league.
When you talk about simplifying things, I go back to the offense last year where they just basically figured out who can catch the ball and who can't. It turned out it was Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce, and they knew they could trust on Isaiah Pacheco. Seems like a guy that's starting to kind of be a little bit more, maybe a lot more reliable, is the emergence of one Noah Gray, Mitch.
In a variety of ways. They're moving Noah around. The thing that I really get excited about Noah Gray is the fact that he now has become the fullback. He's the H-back. That second touchdown he had last week against Buffalo, he is able to get out of the H-back position and get to the back of the end zone in the red zone. Good blocker on lead. So now it puts like the old I-formation plays back in play when you had the sausage, but it puts a threat as a receiver in that role. And again, you don't always have to be two-back because Noah can line up in a wing and move all the way around. Mm-hmm. But when you have third down monsters on this team, like DeAndre Hopkins and Travis Kelce and Juju Smith-Schuster and Samaje Perine, those are all four third down specialists. Now you add Noah Gray, and sometimes as a fullback, and you have just added, I think, a really big element to this offense.
Mitch, I want to give you a stat for this week. Are you ready for it?
Sure.
I like doing this with you. If Andy Reid wins on Sunday, I know you already know this, he will have his 19th 10-win season. 19th. One behind Bill Belichick, who had 20. Nine ahead of the other two long-tenure coaches, and John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin. But also, Andy Reid's only had three seasons where he's been under 500.
It's really stupid. And the way we use stupid now, stupid crazy.
Right, yeah.
But if we're gonna make an up, where's he at on the NFL Mount Rushmore?
I think Andy Reid is the greatest coach in NFL history, and I'm not saying that because I'm here in Kansas City, Mitch. I'm saying it because he has sustained success for 20 years two different organizations, a multitude of quarterbacks, a multitude of changes in the game, and Andy Reid evolves, changes, and stays on top better than any coach I've ever seen in the NFL.
That's where he trumps Belichick, in my opinion.
Me too.
Because of what you just stated. And the fact that Belichick has really only done it with Brady. That's
right.
It.
Right.
And his six titles have all been Brady, Brady, Brady. You look at his Browns time, he didn't have Brady. Coach Reid has won with whomever he's got. And the fact that if he's at 26, Coach Reid's at 26 postseason victories, and Belichick's at 31. And if Coach goes on a run this year and next year, he's going to surpass that. And so, but I'm talking all time here, and I'm with you. I would argue that the same case that Coach Reid is the greatest of all time. I mean, he's definitely right there with Shula, but Shula did it, and Shula did it with the Colts and Dolphins.
Sure.
But he didn't do it in this environment.
Right.
Let's go back to the discussion of the 17th game. The Kansas City Chiefs, under the 17-game formula, think about it. There's eight divisions in football. You win yours. That only leaves seven. You realize you play five of the seven, and no one else does that? And so to do it and to do it against the toughest schedule, he is – I'm with you. I can argue all day long, so can you, that Andy Reid's the greatest coach in NFL history.
Well, and also, too, I mean, we've talked a lot about Coach of the Year. And, you know, I put $5 on Andy Reid to win Coach of the Year at the beginning of the season because I thought, you know, this is the time where Andy finally needs to get a little bit of respect for what he's been able to do because, in my opinion, it is harder to sustain success than it is to come out of nowhere and surprise somebody and be 10-7 for a year. Andy Reid is the king, and every year they're coming at the king, and every year they're missing, right? And it's just, to me, to watch Andy Reid coach this team, constantly change, constantly evolve, constantly develop, and constantly stay on top when everybody's playing you as their Super Bowl every Sunday for the last umpteen years, and he's still finding ways to come out on top and be as great as he is. Like, you can come at me with any other coach, Mitch, and I'll argue Andy Reid all day, and I'll be honest with you, I'm going to win that argument.
And I'm going to give you another one where he develops the tempo of his building every day. Look at Brett Veach. Look at Brett Veach's staff. Look at the players. Now, it's been awesome because Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are coaches' same personality, meaning they're not jerks. They're great people, and yet they're going to win. I think that puts those guys on a pedestal too, because many times it's harder to do that. You can be taken for granted. Some people think they have to have this, you know, authoritarian figure and bring a hammer every day. Coach Reid commands that same authority, but does it in such a way where everybody comes to work thinking, I'm going to do my best today. I don't want to let him down. And he will engage people and build them. Look how many disciples he's built. How many players would love to play for him. And after they leave, they like, man, what did I just leave? Because what Coach Reid is and how he approaches every day is very rare. An engaging personality, but who's still tough and purposed and builds people around him up. He doesn't hold people back as far as progressing. He's just a remarkable dude, remarkable leader, way underrated.
Speaking of Andy Reid and things that he has proven, I remember we were talking about this earlier, Mitch, when he first got to town, everybody's like, oh man, his clock management's a little poor. Haven't heard much about that. You know, a couple years back, can't convert on third down. One of the top teams this year and converted on third down.
The best. Numero uno. Yep. On third down, and they've crushed it. It's not just like, well, they're best by 0.2 of a margin. No, they're crushing it. And again, I've talked about third down monsters on this team, but it's also the way Andy Reid evolves. And I think Bob touched on this, the fact that the way he is attacking third down, different ways he's attacking third down. I asked him during the week, I said, I mean, how much volume of third down do you have to have? And he's like, a lot. And then you narrow it down for that specific opponent. But then, so he's always thinking of ways. It's just like Noah Gray at fullback. He has seen where Noah Gray at fullback now has become another big piece to the weaponry in attacking in both the run game and the pass game. So he never stops. He's just always inventing and moving forward. But when Dusty, when he won Super Bowl 54, that was the alarm to the rest of the world that Andy Reid's on house money. Because all of that crap that was out there, he even said it this week, I don't get into all that crap about the undefeated season and stuff. But the point, the crap of time management, and he doesn't get – he blew all that away. And now all of a sudden, he was just – he's the riverboat gambler on the Missouri River back in the old days who's walking in with house money going, I'm going to take all your money at the table. And that's what he's done, and he ain't stopping anytime soon.
It's amazing to watch because as the league changes, Andy's always one step ahead too. You know, he's always one step ahead of everybody else.
That's what drives him crazy. And even the great ones who are, or the guys who have been successful, Sean McDermott's and the Sean Paytons, they're always thinking, what's he got up his sleeve? There's something else new that he's got that I didn't think of. And that's what I get. And that's why in the playoffs, we talk about Patrick rising to another level and Kels rising to another level. Well, so does coach.
Yep.
And that's why these opposing coaches are like, man, he's got stuff I haven't thought. I mean, they're laying awake, staring at the ceiling fan, going, what's he thinking? And it's always good to be on the aggression like that.
No doubt, man.
All right, Mitch. Well, I will try and stay focused my best. But once those Millers get cracked at noon on Sunday.
This is going to be tradition now. Stay focused, Dusty. Hit me again with two more of them, and we'll get ready to go.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Charlotte.
Stay focused, Dusty. Stay focused, Dusty. Let me find it here for you, Mitch, and then we'll have this be our end.
You just gave it to me. Gave it to me live. All we need to know.
Okay.
Just don't drift into, I've got to win my fantasy league. If Pat throws for 550,
right.
No.
Well, I got to win this league. Carolina. It's simply too good.
Enjoy Fayette, Missouri.
Yeah. Stay focused, Mitch.
We're going to be on campus.
Enjoy it.
Later. See you, boys.
See ya.